Chris Christopherson, you grew up in Texas.
Brownsville.
You were part of a military family. Your dad was a career Air Force officer.
Yeah, he was a pilot as well, which moved us around a lot.
And you eventually became a pilot too. When you were in the Army, you were a helicopter pilot. Was there...
Songwriting saved my life. It was my realization that I was a songwriter while I was already a captain in the Army, you know, with a life programmed out for me that saved my life. Because I just... It would look like a bad decision for a while.
How did that realization come to you? I mean,
I started like Lou did, you know, at 11 years old. I wrote my first song. But anyway, I just thought, most people probably, that it was something you did as a hobby, and you could never make a living at it. And then I finally ran into a bunch of songwriters in Nashville, Tennessee, fortunately, and I realized it was like Dr. Livingston, I presume. It was like, if I ever thought I'd have been sitting up here on this stage right now with these great writers representing country music, you know, nobody listened to it back then.
You were still in the military when you were on your
way. I was a captain. I was just coming back from 3 years duty in Germany.
And I understand you were on your way to West Point.
To West Point. I was supposed to be an English instructor there, but I had never had any desire to be a teacher, and I would have been a terrible one. And fortunately, I went to Nashville and hung out with some songwriters. Cowboy Jack Clement, Mary John Wilkin, Tom T. Hall, and Harlan Howard, and some people like this, and I just never looked back. I just said, okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So, what am I going to do now? Is that leading up to a song?
Well, no, I wasn't leading up to a song, but when you talk about those early days in Nashville, you were kind of befriended by Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Because you were working, as I understand it, you were working as a janitor at the Columbia Recording Studios, and Cash would record there. You had songs, and you'd feed him songs? You'd give him demos and stuff?
I used to give everything I wrote to John. Not directly, because I'd have got fired, but I'd give it to Luther Perkins or June, and they'd give them to him, and he would just do what I do with most tapes that I get. He never listened to none of them. But somewhere along the way he decided to start telling people that Mickey Newberry and I were the best songwriters in Nashville, and we got a reputation, and with his weight, you know, it sounded pretty important, you know, and I was thinking earlier how much we owe to Lou Reed and to Bob Dylan, who we for opening up. Otherwise, we'd still be writing like them surf tunes or something.
Chris, were you aware of Dylan at that point? You're talking like 1965.
Yeah, I had a group in the Army. I started picking with some enlisted men and called the Losers, appropriately enough, One of the guys in the group is a musician, and he turned me on to Dylan. And what impressed me about Bob was that the guy said that Hank Williams, in the back of this album that he had written, he wrote that Hank Williams was as important as Norman Mailer, you know. And I was kind of a crusader back then for country music.